here.
Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17. Praise the Lord, friend. Happy Thursday to you. So good to see you on this already September. How did that happen, huh? September the 4th, 2014. So good to be spending some time with you. My name is Joey Kroll, and I'll tell you what, this week is just going by way too quickly, and that's a good problem to have, because it rarely happens, because when Tuesday comes along, I'm thinking, is it Friday yet? So this week is going by quickly. I think having Labor Day off was a big contributor to that feeling, but it's kind of throwing me off a little bit, but that's a good problem to have, because you wake up and it's Friday sooner than you think it would arrive. That's a good problem to have. Hey, did you have yourself a good Labor Day, by the way? Did you do anything special for the 3-day weekend? My poor wife, she had to work on Monday. I felt so bad for her. I had the day off. I was just lounging around the house. I mean, I don't think I even brushed my teeth or even got out of my PJs on Monday, so I felt so bad for her, but I did take care of her. I kind of cleaned up the house a little bit and made her a nice dinner when she came home from work on Monday, but I felt so bad for her having to work on Labor Day. I guess that's what happens when you work in healthcare, right? Hey, I want to celebrate with my brother in the Lord, Mark Burns, and you may have heard, you may have missed it. Tuesday, I think it was, he officially adopted little Esther. They went to the courthouse on Tuesday, made it official, and now it's all official. Adoption process went through, and I'm just so excited for Mark, because if you know Mark, know him personally, you know exactly what I'm talking about. He's a godly, godly young man. He has a wonderful heart. His character and his integrity is above reproach, and he loves the Lord, and I'm so excited for him, and I'm praising God for Mark and his family. In fact, you can even drop him a line. I encourage you to send him an email, mark@greatnewsradio.org. Just send him a note. Just celebrate with him. Let him know you're praying for him and his family, Esther and Holly as well. mark@greatnewsradio.org. Mark is a wonderful, wonderful man. I'm not just saying that either because he's my boss, but he's somebody that I deeply respect. And in fact, little did Mark know, I was going through some stuff just personally in the last about 4 years ago, and Mark was really there, and he didn't even know he was there, but he was there for me in more ways than one. So, Mark, you're a blessing, brother. Thank you so much for the ministry that you provide, not only through Great News Radio, but also the ministry you have with your family. Now, ministering to your wife, and now your little girl. Praise the Lord, brother. Well, friend, today we are going to be talking about giving a defense. No, you're not going to law school. It's fine. It's all good. We're going to be talking about sharing the hope, giving a defense of why we believe in Jesus. We'll be taking a look at 1 Peter chapter 3 right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues of seal it for thy courts above.
So there you are in bed. The alarm goes off before the sun even gets up. You get out of bed and say, praise the Lord, I'm so excited I'm no longer sleeping, right? That's probably not the case for most of us, but you get dressed and you work your way through your warm-up exercises, then set off down the road as you begin your morning jog. When you feel like you can't take another step, you push harder so you can make it just a little bit further than last time. Why do we do that to ourselves? Why do some of us willingly choose the pain of physical exercise day after day? Well, friend, the answer is that we're aiming for a long-term payoff, right? Specifically, we're working towards a stronger and healthier body, right? If you're anything like me, you go to the gym and the payoff is way, way, way long term. It's like I'm not seeing any results here. But, you know, friend, the same principle is true when it comes to enduring suffering as a follower of Christ. Now, get this now. No one chooses to suffer for being a Christian. It just comes our way. But we can choose to discover a benefit or an opportunity that arises out of difficult and painful circumstances. You know, in the book of 1 Peter, we discover a great opportunity that comes our way when we stand with Jesus, even in the midst of difficulty or even persecution. See, everybody faces difficulties. We're all not immune to suffering. There are no exceptions. You know, everyone faces difficulties, and we all experience suffering in one way or another. I mean, there are pretty much no exceptions. And the difference comes, though, friend, in how we handle suffering, especially when that suffering comes unjustly at the hands of others. See, when we keep Christ at the center of our lives, regardless of the circumstances, people notice the difference. See, the Bible gives us direction and encouragement in facing difficulties head on with faith ready to share the hope that we have. So if you have your Bible, we're going to take a look at a couple of different verses. In 1 Peter chapter 3, we're going to look at verses 13 to 16. 1 Peter 3, 13 to 16. And Christ followers in this area that that Peter was writing to in Asia Minor faced persecution for their faith. In the face of the suffering, Peter encouraged these believers by pointing out to them the blessing that they will have if indeed they experience persecution for their righteousness. In fact, Peter encouraged them to be prepared to gently, respectfully defend the hope they had that allowed them to face persecution with resolve and confidence. So 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 13 to 16 says, "Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed." Did you hear that today? "Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander." You know, at the time of Jesus' death, Peter was a trembling, fleeing disciple here, right? I mean, this was the same guy who denied Jesus not once, not twice, but three times. So he was a far different man years later when he wrote the epistle here, as we see here in 1 Peter. He told them, stand up and give them a reason for the hope that you have in Christ. Totally different man. A spiritual 180, as I like to call it. He was willing to suffer persecution and harm in this life because he had come to understand there is more to living than just the present life. Friend, I'll tell you what, just between you and me here, we won't tell anybody else, okay? Just between you and me here, okay? It is so easy to live for this present life. I mean, I would love to tell you, you know, 24/7, me and my wife, we invest everything that we have, 100% of our income and time and attention and thought span in the things of God. But sometimes we do get caught up in the present life. Sometimes I do worry about my 401k. Sometimes I do worry about making sure the mortgage payment is taken care of. And sometimes there's been times where I was on the fence and having to tithe. Lord, if I tithe this week, how is it going to make sense in a few days when they cash that check? Right? It is so easy to get caught up in this present life. But Peter was willing to suffer persecution and harm in this life because he had come to understand, friend, that there is more to living than just this present life. He was a witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that event for him changed everything. And it should change everything for us today. It meant that though he may suffer greatly here on earth, he had a future hope to come, a future in which he would experience the reward of having faithfully trusted God. Peter commanded believers to be prepared to make a defense for the reason for the hope within us. Did you hear that today? Peter commanded believers, which is also translated to us today in 2014, he commanded believers to be prepared to make a defense for the reason for the hope within us. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, he says, "But in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have." It says, be prepared. You know, in some translations, it says to give a defense. So if we have to give a defense, if we have to stand up for the word of God, that means, watch this now, that means we have to be studying it. Right? How can we teach something if we haven't even read ourselves? Peter commanded believers to be prepared. There's a word for you. Be prepared. Get ready. Remember when I was growing up, I was living with my grandma and my mom and my uncle and my cousins. And I remember my uncle said in the morning, before he head off to work, he said, "Hey, when I get back, we're going to go to Six Flags." And when we lived in Chicago, it's Six Flags Great America. So I was like, "Oh, we're going to Six Flags Great America. I'm so excited. I'm so excited." And he went off to work. And I was just thinking, I was like, "Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait for him to come home at 3:30. And so every now and then I look out the window to see if he was there. And then like at 3:28, I started looking out the window to see if he was coming. I was getting ready for him to come. And then 3:31, he almost gave me a heart attack by coming home at 3:31 instead of 3:30. But that's okay. I was anticipating his arrival because I was prepared. I was ready to go to Six Flags. Can I get an amen? See, Peter commanded us to be prepared, friend, to make a defense, to be prepared to give the reason for the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. Are you prepared today? If I was to ask you on the spot, why do you believe what you believe? What would you say? I'll tell you what, it's intimidating. It really is. If you're anything like me, I'm a task-oriented person, so I'm always thinking. A couple of months ago, I was at the grocery store, and I was just walking out of my car, going to head to it. I'm just thinking, okay, I need to grab this. This is on sale this week, and I got these coupons for this. As I was walking to the store, there's a man who came up to me and said, "Hey, do you have any money?" And he was a homeless guy, and I just felt the Lord say, "You got to witness to him." And I'll tell you what, I had to take the time to get out of my task-oriented mindset, take the time to stop thinking about my grocery list, and take the time of spending time and investing in this man and telling him about the Lord. Sometimes we just got to take the time because it's so easy to get caught up. We need to be prepared, as Peter was saying. See, the word translated reason is the Greek word apologia, which we get the English word apology. And this kind of apology doesn't mean saying you're sorry. Rather, it's the kind of statement lawyers give in court. It's a thoughtful, well-reasoned explanation of a specific conclusion. As part of his command to honor the Messiah as Lord, Peter included some detailed instructions. He says, be able to give anyone a thoughtful, well-reasoned explanation of why you have hope in Jesus Christ. Since you are making Christ the Lord of your life, you should be able to understand and explain why you believe that he is the Lord. And Peter wrote this command to Christians who might physically suffer for giving a defense for the reason of their hope. The early Christians were faced with the very real possibility of suffering insult and injury for sharing what they believed. Peter encouraged them to use this time as a testimony for their hope in Jesus. What a powerful testimony that would be, to stand in the face of persecution and still provide a reasoned defense for belief in Jesus as the risen Lord. I'll tell you what, we see brothers and sisters being persecuted, hearing stories from all over the world of our brothers and sisters being persecuted for their faith, and yet they did not waver. They stood firm on the hope that they have in Christ. What a great testimony, friend. And Peter added a caution, though, to those who make such a defense. He said, do it with gentleness and respect. By doing so, people who condemn or insult you for your beliefs will bring shame upon themselves for how they handled you and your arguments. I don't know about you, but have you ever seen a debate happen and it just get heated? Emotions fly and anger comes out. And Peter's like, don't do any of that. Do it with respect and gentleness. We ought to preach the truth in love. So, friend, here on this Thursday, I challenge you, though. I really challenge you to process and pray through, Lord, what will I say to give a defense, to give a reason for the hope that I have in you? And let me tell you something. Today, the world needs to hear your defense. You look at the news stories, you look at the headlines. The world needs to hear the hope that you have, the reason why you believe in Christ. I say this each and every time I open the microphone. Remember, friend, you are salt. You are light. You're the hands and feet of Jesus. Be ready, be prepared to give a reason for the hope that you have in Jesus Christ. Be prepared. That's right, Lord, I lift your name on high. The Maranatha Singers here on this Thursday, September the 4th, 2014. Friend, don't forget about that trip to Israel that we're going to be taking this fall. It's a 10-day trip and a tour of the Holy Land, November 6th through the 15th. So join us for this unique trip that will focus on the four Gospels as we walk through the land of Israel. So this trip will be intentionally paced to allow time for reflection and just take it all in. I don't know if I really want to be rushing through all the things and monuments and places in Israel. I love to just to soak it all in, take a couple of minutes, process through, pray through, maybe even look up the scriptures that even talk about the place that you're getting a tour of. It will be intentionally paced to allow time for reflection, revelation, and also learning as well. So prayerfully consider joining us for our trip to the Holy Land coming up this fall special, 10 days, November 6th through the 15th. You can get more information by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on Israel Trip, or just give us a call. We'll mail you out a packet, 217-367-7777. Again, that's 217-367-7777. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.